Yo, what's good, baby? Hey, it's your boy, Raider Will, back with the Silver and Black Radio Podcast with my boy from TBH,
Let's
Spokane,
go.
Tony B.
What's happening, y'all?
Yo, Tony, let's just get on today, man. So, guys, today we're going to talk a little bit about the Michael Lombardi comments on AP. We're going to talk a little bit about the Russell Wilson situation as a quarterback. You know, people talking about, hey, him coming over. And then three, we about to let you know about one of the biggest summer events in the Northwest, baby,
You already know.
in the state of the Great Wash. Let's
Yeah.
get it with my boy, Tony B. He
Hold
got
up.
the 411. So
I
he's
got
gonna
some
let us
info
know.
on that, but I'm gonna let you know this is a TBH Seattle event with T-Bone and those guys. So I'm gonna give them their love and their support. I'm just supporting what they're doing. So that is their event. But I got you. I'm gonna support you with that information when that time comes. Let's go.
Let's get it. Yo, Tony. So we all heard about the Michael Lombardi comments. He comes out blasting AP. Saying, yo, AP doesn't know nothing about the Raider way, that AP's a joke, that you know what, he doesn't understand this and that somebody needs to shut AP up. Yo, Tony, give me your thoughts on this man.
Well, I'm freshly enlightened on the situation. I just got a little bit of the info on that, but it seems like he's a little bitter. Now, don't get me wrong. Those comments probably did stir up the pot a lot with as soft as everything has been getting in societies nowadays. I ain't gonna lie. Like back in the day, that kind of stuff was the norm. It was the norm. Like you played that way and no one batted an eye. It was that way. I mean, it could have been called the Raider way. It could have been called any other team's way of playing. We just did it better and brought it to a different level. Like the intensity that we played with, borderline criminal at times. Like there was some major assaults that probably could have happened and been counted at. But the thing was it was a different time. And now maybe they're a little bit hesitant on agreeing to that being the way to do it. But he just, with his boy getting canned and everything, it just seems like he's just bitter about the way and trying to keep his name relevant in in talks is what I'm seeing as that.
You know what? And I couldn't agree with you more. Tony, I'd be like, when you're sitting there and he says, hey, he doesn't know anything about the Raider way. Okay. The Raider way means so many different things to everybody. Okay. There isn't one Raider way. He's sitting here saying that I know the Raider way. Tell me, if he knew the Raider way, then why are you sitting in somebody else's office? Why are you not sitting in the front office
Right.
leading the Raiders? Okay.
Yeah,
The
showing
Raider
them
way for
the
me,
way.
right? For me, when you talk about the Raider way is a representation of their head coach as players. Okay. Tough, physical. We played in the rules. Okay. Look at that game. Tell me how many flags did we get, Tone?
Right.
Zero.
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 It's like a
So
bit like, if you're not breaking the rules and you're playing within the game that they have set forth, just bending, not breaking, but maybe bending certain spots, there's nothing wrong with playing hard-nosed football.
that's the way everybody's taught is to
I
play
mean, you're taught to
hard-nosed
play
football.
to the whistle. You play after the whistle, you get a flag. Now it's like you have to grab them and ask them nicely, can you please go to the floor? I want to end this play. Like, it's like, but I'm sorry if I hit you hard because I don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, It's crazy, man. Like, I don't get it. But as long as they're playing within the rules and they touching him, that's the goal. Is I want him on the floor every play. Every play. They hike the ball, he's on the floor. He tries to run, you hit him hard. He try, you know, like you're rushing the quarterback. Touch him. Like, you want to beat the pressure in the pocket. But they're just trying, like, I think they're just trying to make a point. I don't know.
Well, it's difficult, man, when we look at it and we say, hey, how do you play these games, right? He said the Jordan rules. The Jordan rules didn't mean that people were breaking the rules. Yes, that you played them hard, that you played minute to minute, that you were physical with that person from the start to the beginning. Nowhere did we say, hey, hurt the guy. Nowhere did he say, hey, knock this guy out of the game. No. He said, hey, we got to be physical with this guy. We got to be in his face. We got to get in there, give him that extra little nudge, right? Nowhere did he say, hey, we need to break the rules and say, hey, you know, play outside of the rules. No. Guess what? Every single player, every single team, what are you told when the other team's best player is lined up across from you? Hey, we got to be physical. Hey, we got to be in his face. Hey, we got to be there in any sport, even basketball.
And if you think about it, and even if you take Mahomes' name out of it, the other team has the ball. When the other team has the ball, you must touch the person with the ball. Now, if you don't and they run by you, they're like, whoa, that was an arm tackle. You got to put a helmet on him. You put a helmet on him. Oh, well, you can't put the helmet on. Maybe use your shoulder pad. Like, they got the ball. We need to hit. Like, we need to touch the person with the ball. And if Mahomes is the one with the ball, he's the one getting touched. If he hands it off, it's Pacheco. If he throws it, it's Kelsey. Like, we're touching anybody that has the ball. Like, you know, you convert to the ball. But, I don't know.
Well, and here's my thing. When we look at Mark Davis, right, and him choosing the leaders of our team, and he said, hey, the Raider way, right? Well, the Raider way, Tony, is the way our head coach wants us to play. If our head coach at that time period is going air raid, no huddle, blah, 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 bombs down the field, then guess what? That's the Raider way at that time.
The Raider way is that team's identity. Like, whatever that team's identity is, that's that Raiders way of playing. So, like, there is no umbrella to where this is where it's got to be. Because, as you know, there's ups and there's downs. You know, there's mountains and there's valleys. Like, the game adjusts as it's played. So, like, they always said, like, you know, you always have a game plan. Like, a boxer always has a game plan until they get punched in the face. And then then everything is survival instincts. So, like, when you're out there, you just find your identity, and that is that team's way. And it just depending on the players you get, the time frame you get. Now, don't get me wrong. I know of the swagger and that they're trying to bolster back, like, and getting that grittiness back. But that's just because that's the direction that the coach wants to take us. But if the coach says, hey, look, we're going to go more, I don't know, speed or something. Okay, we're not going to go as much power in our run game. Like, you get the players that fit the style of the coaching staff that you have, and you run with it. So, but yeah, the Raiders, we all have, excuse me, we all have the way, you know, that we're going. So, we'll be good to go.
Well, here, let me just say something, okay? What's our motto, Tony? Just win, baby.
Right.
Just win, right? So, the Raider way is just to win. If we have any, whatever it takes to win, a commitment to excellence, that is the Raider way. Right, so right. Guess what? It doesn't say, hey, this person has to lead it this way. This person has to lead it that way. It doesn't matter. We just got to win and keep getting better. And Antonio Pierce did two things. He started winning, and he made every single individual player on that team better. And I mean, like, as a head coach, you can't ask for anything more than that. Look at the situation he was put in. Hey, they brought in free agents. They brought in guys that made a positive effect on the team that, hey, you know what? They gave us an identity, like you said. We are a defensive juggernaut that wants to run the football, that wants to get in your face, that wants to be physical. That, to me, equals wins, and that, to me, equals the Raider way. So, you know, hey, you know, so at the end of the day, Michael Lombardi, I think shame on you. I think, one, he is hating because, one, his son got fired.
Right.
And now it's like, hey, what are we doing? You know?
Right.
Why are you coming now? Because for 2 years, bro, for 2 years, he stayed quiet. For 2 years, he never criticized or said anything about our offense.
Right. He's using the comments and starting an agenda to keep his name relevant.
Exactly.
So
if you're doing that, then I mean, shame on you, bro.
Right.
Yep. So check this out, man. The next section of this, you know what it is. We gotta talk this Russell Wilson situation. Russell Wilson, everybody keeps saying, hey, the Denver Broncos, just let him go. Freaking $86 million salary cap hit, right? Yo, what do you think about Russell Wilson coming at a league minimum to come and compete for the Raiders' open position?
That's what I love about sports is your thought process can alter in a drop of a hat. I've never really been a fan. He's good, you know. He's not. But my thing was, he went from Seattle to where he didn't have that very good of an offensive line to Denver, where he didn't have that good of an offensive line, and his problems followed because he wasn't in a system that works for him. So I'm looking at him like, I want more mobility. Like, and the older he gets, the less mobility he's going to have. But I think it was Graphic Raider made a post today, and he said, I don't see why people are so upset about Russell Wilson, but yet they're not mad. Pretty much he's saying that we can possibly get Russell Wilson for less, and we're not saying anything about us having Brian Hoyer for more, pretty much. Like, Brian Hoyer is making more than we could possibly get Russell Wilson for. And to look at that thought process makes a lot of sense. Like, if you can get him for cheap, and you can't put those two in comparison. So if you can get him for cheap to buy time to get another quarterback, a couple years of experience, being AOC, being whoever we draft, if we draft, whoever we trade, you know, if there's a younger one that comes in, it's not as bad as I thought, money-wise. I don't know if he'll be the answer to the where we want to go long-term, obviously. So I'm still wanting to draft one of the top quarterbacks. But it's made a little bit more sense, I guess you could say.
No, and I get what you're saying. I mean, like, I look at it, and I said, yo, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at it as, like, he's a Denver Broncos quarterback. He went to the Denver Broncos, you know? And I say, if you're going to come in at less than what Brian Hoyer is getting paid, okay, and you're going to come in to compete, to try to see if you still got it, okay, and you come in, and whoever, because again, we said, and we've said it multiple times on this podcast, man, where the key for us is going to be one, to upgrade that quarterback room through free agency and through the draft, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing free agency and the draft, we got to say, hey, free agency means you're bringing in a veteran. And if you can bring in a veteran guy at the league minimum, I mean, cheaper than your backup, than the guy that you had riding the pine, excuse me, than the guy that literally wasn't doing anything, then why not give this guy a chance? And you can right. cut him. I mean, to bring him in and sign him and say, hey, let's see what he still got. You can see that. You know what right. I'm saying? You don't, you're not like, hey, you're not buying in. Nobody's saying, hey. But to say, hey, let's not even look at him, I think that would be just – that's bad on our franchise. That's bad on everything. Because you right. have to look at – sometimes, guess what? We've done it many times where we brought in retreads. And I get it. People are like, oh, we don't want to bring somebody else. No, but guess what? Nobody's saying this guy's going to come in to be the starter.
Right.
You know, he's just coming in to compete.
Right, right.
So, I think that's key.
Cruz, I think Chill. We're so stuck in wanting the glory quarterback. So sometimes you bypass because you want that pretty signing. You want that homecoming queen, that prom queen, and you're like, hold on a second, that girl on the prom court wasn't too bad. But, like, everybody wants that big time, and it can be. It can be. Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind it. It's not bad. But don't overlook what you're bypassing just for the ooh and the ah, I guess you could say.
Well, and for me right now, I'm like, we have to turn every stone. As an organization, it is our duty, it is the job of the GM and the coach to turn every stone to find the most talented player out there to try to get us to win. It doesn't matter. I mean, right. like, if we're, you know, if you think it's going to be the third string guy, then that's the guy you bring in and you say, hey, I got to look out. I got to look at this guy. I got to look at that guy. And put the best guy out there for our organization. Now, yo, so you got to give us the 411 of what's going to be going on in the great state of Washington.
All right, man.
This August, baby.
I got you. August 17th, Titlow Park in Tacoma, Washington, TBH Seattle in conjunction with TBH Portland and Seattle. Is doing, I think if I'm not mistaken, I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure it's the fourth annual TBH Northwest Blackout. So we'll be able to post on our pages and all our stuff. We're going to post the information in the flyers. So I'm just kind of promoting it and just kind of helping get the word out. It's 100% TBH Seattle's event. And I don't want to take none of the shine off. I heard someone say something about, I think in a post or a comment, about it being, like, I guess, my event. But it's not. It's really, it's kind of is our event because we're all one big family. But we're in supporting them. We're helping them. We're helping them with it. The La Quinta, I think, in Tacoma is where the group rate is. Like I said, we'll post information, but we usually have some raffle drawings. We have, food,
We have some drinks. We have family fun events. Bring your people. Come on down. You know, and it's crazy because a lot of times people think, oh, this is a Raider only event. And yes, it's our event. We put it on, but you know, you come, everybody's welcome. So come on down, check it out. We'll post down below, and all the information will be coming out soon, flyer and whatnot. So we'll be ready to go.
Yes, sir. Yo, my people, go out there to Washington, August 17th. And like I said, you will meet our representative from the Silver and Black Radio Podcast. You know.
Let's go.
Tony B, TBH President out of Spokane. You're going to probably see your boy, Raider Will. Go.
I want to see all the chapters out there. I want and I
TBH West Coast.
Hey, and I got something for you. I got something I'm going to need you to sign. Like, I think I made a mention before in a post. I have a flag. And I get this TBH flag and all the chapter presidents that I ran across sign it. So we've already got TBH Seattle, Spokane, Portland, possibility of Western Colorado, possibility of Vegas. There's all kinds of chapters that's coming through Raider TBH groups, as well as other groups will be welcome. You know, we'll have a lot of different groups who are coming through. It's a Raider event. Just come on down and have a good old time. You already know how we do it.
Yes, sir. So, hey, you heard it here first.
First, right here.
On the Silver and Black Radio Podcast, baby. Always dropping all the heat. Yo, much love from your boy, Raider Will, and my boy, Tony B, TBH Spokane.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yo, much love. And we'll see you guys next episode, baby.
Salute. All right, then, yo.